From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Happy Father's Day to all the people celebrating a family relationship with youngsters and oldsters alike. I trust that you have good times today and happy memories to carry you forward for another year. It also happens to be the first broadcast in spring, and we look forward to a better year coming. The oceanographic readings from the Indian Ocean is suggesting that we will be getting above average rainfall later in the year. We'll have to wait for the reports from the north of the state as to whether the crocodiles have started to nest early to confirm the science. Just to counter the good news are the forecasts from the fire watching experts at the central area of the state, where I happen to live, is at higher risk of bushfires this season. It will be interesting to hear in a month's time whether the cyclone incidents will be higher in line with the climate change predictions. For many sporting people, if they haven't already unpacked their gear from the last season, now is the time to freshen up the clothing that has been in storage, rid the items of dust, and go through the spit and polish routine that announces the upcoming summer season of activity. Many clubs will be scratching their heads as to whether summer get-togethers can be kept on the calendar, as the most recent major event, GibbsTech, has been cancelled because of the pandemic lockdowns in various parts of the country. It seems that we may be fortunate in the land of the bent banana to be able, for the time being, to plan, well, pencil in, for group activities not exceeding the total number of people at weddings and funerals. So maybe Father Christmas will make a guest appearance in your neck of the woods later this year, after all. One of the hard jobs in a few seconds is to pull together ideas and have them seem to make sense. I have from time to time tried to address the difficulties that clubs and individuals have in spreading the word. We have this medium which, you will note, is underwhelmed with audio clips of news from clubs. We have various clubs and specialty group sites scattered about the internet, and many of these have excellent contributions which would benefit from other amateurs. But, as I have pointed out, you have to know where to look or what to put in your search string to actually find these gems. By contrast, successful e-zines have a routine of sending out an email to subscribers when the next edition is ready to download. Our own amateur radio magazine gives notice as to when the digital edition is available and when the mail-out of the physical magazine is commencing. This is really just simple marketing 101 of ensuring you maintain engagement of your audience. There is obviously material which comes to the clubs and even the WIA, which is worthy of distribution, but for which there is no system to ensure its distribution. Hopefully we can re-establish the paths to better communication. Instead of editors pleading for material and audiences metaphorically sitting in the darkness of deepest ignorance because nobody could get their act together. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.